next speaker has a lot to live up to. Katie Johnson-Smith from the Nerdalogs. Are you going to be sweet, Katie? Something tells me you're not. I believe this story is going to be fairly crass, in fact.
I'm going to talk about my pussy.
There you go.
For real. Thank you. Hey, do you guys want to hear about my sex life?
Yeah!
I was expecting you to say no, because I said no, and I wrote no. But, cool, I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm glad you want to hear about it, because it isn't a thing people like to talk about a lot in public unless they are, like, a pubescent, like, haven't had sex yet, have just had sex for the first time, like, teened. It's important for you to know why I currently act like a teenage boy about sex. It's because I could not have it till I was 28. And for those keeping score at home, I am currently 28. I used to have a condition called vaginismus, which meant nothing could get in there, not even tampons. It's kind of like ED, but for pussies. And it made sex very painful and attempting it impossible. Oh, also, the treatment of it is not covered by my health insurance. But if I was a man with ED, Viagra would be.
Oh, that's
really cool. I know I am a lot more than my vagina, but I really, really wanted to use my vagina for sex. So, I paid a nice physical therapist named Bridget over $700 to finger me over the course of 5 months. That, plus the fact that I met a person who I really wanted to bone, plus weed, opened me right up. So I've been having as much sex as possible for the past 6 months. You can ask my roommate. She heard me having it earlier today. you can also ask my boyfriend. He's who I have sex with. and I am going to tell anybody who will listen about it, because it is great. Sex is great, and I finally get to have it. Also, like, more serious, I think it's important for me to talk about the fact that I can now have sex, because I know that other women struggle with the same thing that I struggled with. And when I talk about it, it gives other people permission to talk about it, and everyone should know that they aren't alone, and everyone should be allowed to dialogue about their sex, even if it's weird or imperfect. So, sorry I'm not sorry about talking about plowing all the time and having sex with my hot boyfriend.
Thank you, Katie. Just so y'all know, none of that is made up. So last week, a week ago, Katie sent the Nerdalogs an email that said, hey, literally this is what it said. Hey guys, I'm not going to be at the meeting in 2 Mondays because it's my boyfriend and I's anniversary and we're going to be in a hotel room fucking. We never tell, like, it doesn't matter if you miss a meeting. Katie just wanted to tell us that she was going to be having sex. And as the only single person in the group, Katie, I don't appreciate it. Anyway, guys, I'm kidding. I'm cool. It's all good. I'm happy for Katie.